Hey everyone, welcome to Thriving Marriage with Mark and Bethany. This is our weekly discussion of marriage and family in the Christian life, and we want to talk today about money, specifically anxiety about money. We are having lots of conversations with lots of different people right now who feel stressed out about how much stuff costs and how they're going to get by in this season because everything's so expensive.
I mean, the meat at the grocery store, it's so high. And the things that we have to buy all the time, everything's gone up. And so it makes sense as you're looking at your daily just needs or weekly needs that everything's increased or across the board. And it's very tempting to worry about it, to think about it, to be afraid of the future potentially with the money and what you're going to do or how you're going to get through it or as the kids get older and, you know, everything costs more. I don't know. It's just, it is tempting to stress about it.
Yeah, it's an easy thing to worry about because you need it every day. And you need money every day in order to, you know,
do anything.
Live, I guess.
Right.
And so if you are concerned that you're not going to have enough for what you need, it's an easy thing to worry about, to stress about. And ultimately to exhibit a lack of trust about, but we'll get there. And so, you bring up inflation. Everything's expensive right now.
Yep.
That's a big driver here, but an age-old problem, outside of inflation, is just the fact that sometimes stuff happens and you were not planning on it, you know, surprises, accidents, things when you least expect it. And so we just went through this personally. I mean, we're paying a lot at the grocery store and we're feeding, you know, four kids, but my vehicle just broke down and it was like taking it to the shop and paying money. And it's like, there's $1,000 that we weren't planning to spend and there's more money. And so that's another thing is unexpected expenses.
Right. I mean, yeah, because we have budgeted certain things and the electric bill is going to come, you know, that, but that stuff that kind of sneaks in at you and you go all of a sudden, whoa, where are we going to come up with this? Or how are we going to pay for this? This isn't in the budget this month. Those things can be hard to deal with, hard to face, and kind of a surprise to your budget and your thinking. And it's tempting to worry.
Right. I mean, someone could lose a job.
Yeah.
You could get a pay cut. I mean, there's just a lot of variables, a lot of things to worry about. And so while it is easy to worry, as we said, it is not the best course of action for a Christian couple to move from one thing to worry about to the next. And the better way forward here is learning how to trust God and learning how to deal with this anxiety. And even viewing some of these pressures as opportunities to learn, to grow, to trust God in important ways.
Yeah. I've always loved, and we're probably going to get to this later, but the text in Matthew 6, that the question is asked, and which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to a span of life? It always kind of stands out to me. What is your worry going to do for you? Is it going to add any money? You know, if you worry about money, is it going to add money? If you're going to worry about time, you know, how long you're going to live, is it going to add another day? The worry does nothing good or beneficial. So it's not something that we're supposed to do. It's clear in scripture, but it also it doesn't help anything.
Yeah.
So.
No, and that's, you bring that text up. That's an important one. So in Matthew chapter 6, you know, by worrying, what's that going to do? It's not going to do anything other than displease the Lord.
Right.
Well, that passage also says, you don't need to worry because of who God is.
Right.
God clothes the lilies of the field and he, you know, not
feeds the birds of the air. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's an argument from the lesser to the greater. If he takes care of the flowers of the field, how much more so will he take care of you, a human being? And so you can trust him because of who he is. And then Jesus gives the big punch and he says,
the old 1-2.
Oh, you of little faith.
Right.
Highlighting the ultimate problem here is a lack of faith. And so the solution, according to Jesus, is to learn to trust God, to exhibit trust and faith in the God of the universe to provide what you need when you need it.
And he is trustworthy. He is a God that we can see in the his character in the Bible that he is worth putting our trust in. He's the one who's created us. He's the one who's given us the gifts and talents, the energy to work, the mind to work, the ability to make money and handle money. He's the one that's given us these things, and he's also the one that's in charge of our life and knows what will come, knows the problems. He's not shocked by these things, and so we can say, okay, God, this is something, this truck problem or this pay cut or this whatever, you know, surprise money situation, I can understand and know that you're in charge of it, and I don't have to be freaked out or worried about it because I know who it's coming from and I know that you are in charge of it.
Totally. And the passage goes on to provide another set of directions, if you will, by saying, seek first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added to you. And that always really strikes me because Jesus adds something to your plate in that verse.
Right.
And it's like he's talking to people who are stressed out or tempted with anxiety. And his solution is not do less.
Right.
Get stuff off
Just
of your
chill.
Plate.
Yeah.
It's let's add one more thing and let's make it first.
Right.
And the first thing, the big solution is to seek first the kingdom of God and exert, you know, time, effort, and energy that way, in addition to all the other stuff that you might be worried about. And so when it comes to anxiety about money and being potentially worried about money, well, here's a really good starting place. Let's evaluate how we're spending our money, how we're saving our money, and does it reflect this seek first the kingdom of God mentality? Because that is probably going to change our attitude and our anxiety about money.
Right. When that's first, everything else kind of falls into place. So there's so much wisdom in that text in Matthew 6, where Jesus is saying, you know, focus in on the kingdom, focus on what I would call you to focus in on. And that way you have the right perspective lined up and you're not just focusing on some of the things that are not as important, but your eyes are on me.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. So, you know, as a married couple, then how can you help each other with this?
Yeah.
Because the blessing of being married is, you may have like more mouths to feed and more, you know, chores to do around the house.
More cares of the world to take care of. Yeah.
More potential, you know, worry, anxiety about money. But the blessing is that you have another person to help you to think clearly about this.
Yes.
And so ideally, you as a team can help each other to have a more balanced, more godly attitude about money. And so how can a husband and wife help each other to not be anxious? Let's think about that for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I think one thing that we do is we'll just talk about it in the context of knowing that a trial, if it's a trial that involves money, or knowing that a tight budget, whatever the issue is within money, we just talk about the fact that we know that God is in control and that we can trust him. Look, God has provided for us. I know we've looked in the back of the past. I've often thought of ways God has provided for us. So it's, you know, it's just as we discuss the issue, whatever it is, we can point one another to who God is and how he's provided and what's been done and moving forward, the promises that we see in scripture, you know, the passages like this. But it's just a good thing to bring into the conversation, especially if one person is a little bit more on the side, right?
Yeah.
More stressed out. It's kind of like, okay, well, let's bring it back to truth. What do we know? What do we see in God's word? You know,
exactly. And you can accomplish that, like you said, through a conversation where you sit down and you talk. You can accomplish that through a text,
you know,
I mean, I'll text you or you'll text me a Bible verse or a little encouragement.
Right.
And it's just little stuff like that can really help to recalibrate your attitude and help you to just kind of get on track, think in the right way, the right mindset. And, so it is good to talk about it, to verbalize it, to state your trust for the Lord to each other. We need to hear that. I need to hear that from you. You need to hear that from me. And that should be like topics for discussion around our table and our family. Mm-hmm. We need to state those truths out loud.
Yeah, and I thought it's interesting, the truck thing we've been talking about. You know, the kids might, just even the way that they come into it, because they'll be like, oh no, like, are we going to have a truck? I mean, their questions, are we going to have a truck? And what's going to go on? How much does a new truck cost? You know? And so they're thinking through and they're tempted to worry. And it's really cool when you bring your kids into it as they get older and are kind of paying more attention. And it's like, the way you can talk to them, it's almost like you're speaking to them to reassure them, but God is speaking to you as you point them to his truth, you know? So just to be able to, as they discuss and they're aware, to say, hey, you know what? God knows. God's going to figure it out. We're not worried about it. We're not, your dad and I, we're praying about it. We're going to work at it. We know it'll be okay. And so as you point them to the fact that you have a trust in God, it's helpful even in bolstering your confidence in him and your spouse's confidence in God.
Yeah. And another thing we can talk about along these lines is not only, you know, the character of God and trusting God and verbalizing this stuff that we're talking about, but, you know, go a little deeper than that and discuss with each other the stewardship of money. And, you know, like, oh, wow, we're given this mm-hmm. money from God. You know, God is giving us the amount of money that he sees fit.
Right.
And now I'm articulating, you know, what I believe about money. And that is that God ultimately owns it all.
Right.
And that he's given me a portion of it to manage for a short period of time. And so now my theology is informing my perspective, and I'm able to share that with you and talk about it and just recognize the stewardship element of money.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, the fact that we're managers of what God's given us, it's so helpful. And you know, it's probably not maybe the first thoughts that come to our mind is like, okay, God's giving me this money. We need to steward it well, manage it well. But as soon as you get in a conversation and if you're feeling those anxious thoughts and feelings and laying in bed at night, thinking through worrying about money or situation, I mean, being able to talk through these things, being able to pray with your spouse and say, okay, God, help me to remember this truth. Help me, God, to remember that you've given me everything I have and I need to use it well. That's another way I think as a couple we can help one another is as we discuss, often we'll end in prayer. It's like, well, okay, let's pray. Let's talk to God about this. And I think hearing your heart to the Lord when we're looking at a money situation, hearing you talk to him honestly and intimately aloud with me, that also is a way that I can just, oh, you know what? We're united in this. My husband and I, we're talking to the Lord, the God of the universe. And so we can lay aside our fears. We can put them, cast our cares at his feet together.
Yeah. So there's something helpful to us when we pray, kind of relieves that burden as you're describing. So it helps us in that way.
Mm-hmm.
There's another big element of prayer, and that is that, well, God answers prayer. And
right.
So it's like,
yeah.
You know, maybe you need to go to God with some of these concerns and your financial issues and pray to him. And I'm not suggesting that if you just ask for, you know, $1 million, God's going to just give
right.
you $1 million. But I am suggesting that the Bible says God answers prayer. So
mm-hmm.
we should pray for opportunities, pray for new, you know, sources of income, pray around this
mm-hmm.
This financial issue and see how God answers.
Yeah. And I think we try to pray specifically, really specifically too, sometimes, like you're saying, okay, God, here's the issue. We want to pray to you knowing that you know what the answer will be, but here's what we're asking for, or here's what we'd like to see, or here's what we're hoping for. And we try to make it really specific when we have a need in some area. And
mm-hmm.
I think that helps to pray those confident prayers too.
Yep. And prayer does another thing as well. It helps us to kind of filter our requests
mm-hmm.
because, you know, if we are praying for $1 million, well, maybe that's not the best
right.
prayer to pray. Maybe we need to fine tune that prayer a little bit. It needs
right.
to become a little bit better, more righteous, more godly, more appropriate
mm-hmm.
prayer. And so this maybe will help move us in the direction of contentment.
Mm-hmm.
And so it might just be that prayer and expressing our thoughts to God about this subject might help us to become more content with what we have, which is another key solution to the anxiety about money problem.
Right. Whether you have a lot, whether you have a little, or anywhere in between. It's such a biblical principle to think, I need to be content with what you've given me. This is what you've given me. I need to use it well and be thankful for it and be happy, satisfied in the money and the amount of money you've given us. So
yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for listening in, and we'll chat with you next time.
All right. See you.